I Mind Wreath and Talk isn't always cheap. I have sympathy for the area's school superintendents. They're tasked with deciding whether to open or close school doors when weather threatens. Yesterday morning was a difficult call. The forecast had called for as much as 7 inches of snow. We got a little over an inch. Many schools closed, others didn't. I made the call for 3 colleges, and while it is different because college students are adults and don't have to wait out in the elements for buses, I understand the role. Trust me, this is one of the great no-win situations in education. If you call school and the forecast overstated the snowfall, people will do their best "I walked to school in a foot of snow back in the day" speech. Armchair meteorologists will light you up. Working parents will scramble to find babysitters and badmouth you. But if you decide to go to school and the snow arrives late, you're abused by students, parents, and staff. You're a daredevil, unwilling to trust the National Weather Service. Always remember, superintendents' prime concern is always the safety of their students. That's the prime question they ask themselves on snow days. Will my kids be safe? I infrequently closed Frontier when I was president, almost never actually, and when I decided to stay open during a weather event, I would always get an earful. The most vocal were always the nursing students. Here's how I closed every one of those calls. I'd point out, once they graduated and got their first job as an ER nurse, I'd advise against calling the nursing supervisor saying, "What do you mean the hospital is open today? It's snowing." That's not a good strategy for promotion or continued employment, for that matter. That's my view, and talk isn't always cheap.